Now, whether or not the Gustavo presidency would change that, I honestly don't know. What I do think is that if it comes to a second round, and he is in the second round, his life will be completely in danger. Because the whole, there's already been one assassination attempt against him, and the whole political culture of the right in Colombia is to carry out operations type. So I mentioned Alicia Gaitan assassinated in 1948. He had been the mayor of Bogota, so there's a very strong, if you like, self-conscious resonance between what Petro is doing. And also there's another sort of center-left candidate, populist in the 1980s, Galan, who was also assassinated. So I think it's a very high-risk strategy for Petro, but he's trying to break the mold. And you also asked about Theresa May. Now, British policy towards Colombia, and we can see that our dear friend Boris is cavorting around South America at the moment. Pretty much what's good for business is good for Britain. So, I mean, the biggest business interests in Colombia from Britain are the big mining companies. So the biggest coal mine in the whole Atlantic base region is the Cerrejón coal mine. And you have Anglo-American, BHP, Billiton, two of the three corporations in that consortium, London-based multinationals. So whatever works for foreign investment will work for British foreign policy, without a doubt. And British foreign policy was also very much involved with championing BP when it was in Colombia. And there's a lot of evidence that, a lot of dirty war support through ex-cadre of the SAS, and probably a lot of things we don't yet know about in terms of special operations forces and sort of the military stroke paramilitary role that the British state has, its capacity, for example, to protect foreign oil fields and so on. That was also deployed in Colombia. So I wouldn't hold any hope whatsoever for much support for a Petro candidate, and they would almost certainly prefer, perhaps off the record, because some of his rhetoric is quite, in social terms, quite objectionable to some of that Theresa May. Very considered views about the role of women, for example. But they would probably prefer a Duque victory. But, I mean, I haven't seen any statements about that. I think that they wouldn't make a statement until what was clear, the field had narrowed down to a two-horse race. There is a whole series of sort of like examples of what's going on in terms of British corporate interests.